So, about 2 weeks ago or so, I finished The Language of Flowers. It was a book that I read for my book club. And I was certain that I was going to hate it. But I actually kind of liked it. The name is awful. The Language of Flowers. It's like you think you're going to get this really awful. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. It's like you're going to get a Nicholas Sparks novel, and it's going to be flowery and romantic and all those things, like a bodice ripper. What are those called when there's like historical romance novels? I think they're called bodice rippers. And like Fabio, is that his name? Is like on the front cover and he's got waving hair. But no, there wasn't that. There was no leading male on the front cover. I think it was actually just flowers, if I remember correctly. But it was actually a good novel. It was told in two different periods of time in this girl's life. The first one when she's, maybe about 12, I believe it is. And then the second time when she's 18, after she turns 18. And the idea is I don't know if she's an orphan. Because I don't remember if we found out at all about her biological family, but she is in foster care. So when she's 12, she's taken in by this woman, and this woman owns a vineyard, and she has this garden in the back, and she really cares about flowers and how meaning can be conveyed by different flowers. And then the second period of time is when she turns 18 and she is released from the foster care system and she kind of has to do it on her own and figure it out. And she obviously didn't work out with this woman when she was 12 because she was put in a group home again, but we didn't know why until the very end-ish, maybe like two-thirds of the way in. But when she turns 18, she's living in a group home, and she is moved to a different home for foster children that aged out of the system. Kind of seems like a halfway house of sorts where you get the first 2 weeks rent free, but then after that you're gonna have to pay your way. So this girl, she just does fucking nothing for this. Well, she does do something. She doesn't get a job. She doesn't spend her money wisely because she's been living in the system her entire life, and she doesn't have that sort of impulse control, and she wants pleasure. She wants it now. That's what she has. So what she does is she makes a garden inside her room in this group home of sorts. She like dampens the carpet and she just like plants things in it. And it's wild. And she does that for 2 weeks. She doesn't look for a job. She doesn't look for shit. She just plants a garden in her room. And then when the 2 weeks are up, she moves the garden out to a park that she had been scouting out earlier, because she's like, well, fuck it, I don't have a job. There's no way in hell I'm going to pay this rent. So she does that. She moves her garden to a park, and then she sleeps in the park for, I think it's a good four days, maybe even 2 weeks. Until she finds a job at a florist. And this is where we kind of learn more about the time she spent with the woman when she was 12. She learned how to arrange flowers from this guardian that she had, and she learned what the flowers mean. And this is the part I was like, oh, I'm gonna take this part. But I was like, those thistles are like Miss Andrei. I don't want to go get the book and read them all, but everything had different meanings. And she would create bouquets of flowers based on what she was trying to say. And she found out she had like a special way with these flowers. There would be these sad women and sad men come in, and they were looking for help with their life, with their marriage, with their relationships. It was always with their relationships. It was never with their own success. It was never like, I'm looking to improve concentration because I can't do shit. It was always like, my sex life sucks. Or like, my wife is sad. I wish I could have gone more in some interesting other things, but whatever. It was, I guess, about romance probably. So it was always that. And she would give the people these bouquets, and they would come back and like, oh my god, my problems are solved. Thank you, you're the best. I'm really describing it like I hated it. But I didn't. I liked it. I thought it was good. And then it takes a hard left turn, like 2/3 of the way in. She had met a boy, and he was actually the nephew of the woman she was staying with when she was 12. So he was, if she had been adopted with her guardian when she was 12, that would have been her cousin. But she never was. It was a close call, but she never was. And she met him once, I want to say, and they didn't have a really great relationship because there's this, like, huge secret, like, the falling out that happened between her and her guardian and why she wasn't actually adopted by her was kind of, like, hidden throughout the book, but you could figure it out. But that, she wasn't interested in him, and she kept trying to, like, put him off by giving him, like, thistle and, like, shitty flowers that mean, like, warning, stay away. And he was always like, I'm open to you. And he also knew the language of flowers, so they would exchange flowers. Yeah. But then she got pregnant. And I swear to God, this came out of fucking left field. It was going in a direction that, well, it wasn't really even going in a direction. It was just going, and I didn't know what the book was getting at. And then suddenly she got pregnant. I was like, oh, this is a fucking interesting ass shit. So as soon as you find out she finds out she's gotten pregnant, she leaves the man and decides that she's going to do it on her own. This 18-year-old who's been in the system her entire life, pretty much. She doesn't have as much as a middle school education. She's got a job at a florist, making money under the table. She's not putting her taxes in. And she lives in, like, a closet. Decides she's going to raise this baby on her own. She's just going to do it. And she doesn't want this boy to follow her. So she leaves her job. She leaves her apartment. And she goes back to live in the fucking park. The same park she lived when she had just turned 18 and was kicked out of the group home. She goes back to live there while she's pregnant. She's sick. She can't. It was just really shocking. It was, I just so out of left field that she got pregnant. But, and then she moves back into her apartment after she believes the man has worn out his energies looking for her. And she ends up giving birth. And it was horrifying to read about. But then she has the baby and she is strung out. Just so strung out. She has very much nobody to support her. Her old boss is helping in any way she can. She got her in contact with her mother, who was a midwife, so she helped deliver. And I think she gave her food. But this poor girl, she breastfeeds nonstop for 2 days. And then she gets mastitis in her entire body. Like, not just on her breasts, where it normally is. She gets it in her entire body. So she is burning up. She is sick. And she abandons this baby. She doesn't really abandon it. She does abandon it, but she didn't, like, leave it out in the cold. She brought it to the father and just kind of put it in a bassinet and left it there. And it was just like, well, here. And she left moss covering the baby and all around the bassinet because it was, moss symbolizes maternal love. So she was kind of showing that it was her. It's their baby. And she loved the baby. She just couldn't do it because she had fucking mastitis. And she was sick. And then I think the midwife finds her and brings her to the hospital because she's so sick. But she does get better eventually. And things wrap up and she gets back together with the father in the end. So that's the book. At least large overarching part of the book. But I kind of liked it. It was not very long. It's pretty easy to read. And it took a hard left turn. So that was fun. I had no idea I was going to be reading about an unfit mother. But that's what I read about, and it's called The Language of Flowers. If you want to read about an unfit mother and relationships between mother and daughter and strains in the family, because it was also about estrangement between two sisters. Yeah, that's a book for you. It's not really a romance novel, which is great, because I thought it was by the title, and I was really dreading reading it, but it's not that bad. It's a movie I could see. I could see it. I'd actually read something else by the author. I think it was called We Could Have Wings, or We Could Fly, something like that. And that was a book I never finished. It also happened to be about unfit mothers. In this case, they were Mexican immigrants. So the mother was a citizen and her children were citizens, but her mother and father were not citizens. So her mother and father had taken care of her children. So grandma and grandpa were taking care of her children while she worked at an airport, like, all the fucking time, and she was a shit mother. But then her father wanted to go back to Mexico to see family, I believe. He was sick or something. And she was gonna be alone to care for her children for the first time in her life. And she couldn't handle it. So she fucking left. Her parents left. And then she left. She left her two children alone in an apartment. And it was just like heartbreaking. I couldn't finish it. It was really sad. The boy was older and it was a little girl. I don't really remember the ages, but it was not the age when they could have been left alone for more than a day, maybe. But he ended up burning himself on the oven really bad. And he bandaged it in like wet bandages and it got all muddy from the bog. And it was just like, God, your arm's gonna fall off, man. You're gonna get gangrene or something. And then I just stopped reading it. I couldn't do it anymore. So this author really likes writing about unfit mothers. If you like reading about unfit mothers, I would suggest picking up some of her books. Let me get her name for you, if that's what you want. Okay, so the author was Vanessa Diffenbaum. No, Diffenbaugh. And then the other book was We Never Asked for Wings. Yeah, it was good. Might enjoy it. Talk to you later.